Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Well, we got to give a quick shout out to Aiden. He turns 11 today. He lives in Giftington.
Happy, 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 happy birthday.
Yes, Aiden. 11. Way to go, buddy. Have a great birthday today. We appreciate you having us on. Your mom called and said, give my boy a shout out. And we said, no problem at all. So happy birthday, Aiden. All right, so we've learned since we were a little kid that you spring forward when it comes to daylight savings and you fall back. Nice. Obviously, the summer days are longer because we spring forward and it gets late. It's lighter later, basically.
Right. And then we all kind of don't look forward to November because it gets dark at 5:30 but it does get lighter earlier in the morning. It just kind of depends if you're a morning person and you like to go to bed early. But
trade-off. You lose an hour of sleep, but you gain the daylight. Yeah, you gain the daylight.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that may not be a problem anymore because our two senators, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, our Republican senators, have proposed that we do away with the fallback part of daylight savings. And we continue just with the way the clock is when you spring forward.
Now, it seems like COVID has brought so much, bad stuff. This is actually a good thing. Because of the pandemic, this could actually help us keep our daylight longer. Because they were saying that with restaurants having outdoor seating, more people would go out to eat and they'd be able to sit outside longer. They talk about reduced energy uses. There are fewer car crashes. So this is a benefit to us.
So Hawaii and Arizona are the ones that don't do it now. They haven't done it for a long, long time. They stay on the same time. The same time schedule. But they are saying it's critical to helping families and children endure this challenging school year. Let me ask you a question, Kevin. Do you think that would help the school year for your kids? And do you see a benefit in that?
I don't. I just don't. I don't see how that could work, but okay, fine. I'm actually all for this.
I am too. I like it.
I don't like the change. Just keep it year round. It's fine. It's fine with me. You know, it's cool. You're in Florida. You should see the sun later.
That's
Sunshine State, right?
And I think that's what most of us Floridians, I mean, we want to see the sunshine. We get to live here to have all this sunshine. Let's enjoy it as long as we can.
Yeah, you don't want it to get dark at 6 p.m.
It gets dark at like 5:30.
Yeah,
that's what they're thinking is, you know, from a mental aspect and whatnot, having more sunlight, kind of vitamin D can kind of boost your spirits a little bit. Versus it getting dark real early. So yeah. Maybe kids after school, their after school programs that they're in, mm-hmm. have a little more sunlight.
I like it.
And let's be honest, when it starts to get dark, what do we want to do? We just want to go to bed.
That's true.
I do.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Even when it's 5:30.
Even if it's, I'm like, oh, it's 5:30? I'm like, cool.
It's dark outside. Is it dark enough to close my shades and I don't see the sunlight? So we will find out what's happening. But Senator Marco Rubio says this is gaining steam and this may happen.
They said they've got the proposals. Most of them have passed. They're just hoping that Congress will sign this in before November 1st, because that is when we're supposed to turn our clocks back. So we are kind of on a crunch time right now.
Now, they don't want to do it forever. They want to just extend it to November 2021, right? And see how it goes.
That's the idea now. But you know as well as I do that we're going to start doing this. We're going to test it out. It's going to be temporary. Then we're going to go, nah, let's just keep it. So,
all right, we'll find out what happens with it. Jameson Rogers right here. Some Girls coming up. 7:05, your morning motivation, and then a brand new 7:15 second date update. Turn us up. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK. Time now for your morning motivation. Lana, what you got?
I got something. I do. I promise you, I do. It's
very exciting. Hey, Kevin, what are you up to over there?
Nothing.
Yeah. I don't think Lana is up to anything either. I want to be motivated. Lana, come on.
Here it is. I got it. It's right here. It says, don't be pushed around by the fears in your mind. Be led by the dreams in your heart.
I thought it was going to be something about preparation. Yeah. You know, being prepared or something like that.
But I'm not that funny.
All right. Feel inspired by that. I love it.
Don't be pushed around by the fears in your mind. Be led by the dreams in your heart.
There you go. 995 QYK 7:15 second date update coming up.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew brings you the second date update on 99.5 QIK.
All right, 7:15, second date update right now. It's 99.5 QIK. So Kevin was trying to track down these callers for us, and one person did not agree to go on the air. They kind of backed out last minute for us.
Yeah, so...
We don't want to get sued.
Right.
So we're going to do one of our favorite ones. Now, I got to say, I get so many Facebook messages about this certain one because it was so bizarre.
Okay.
This was between Kim and Philip, and Kim was very excited about her date. She went on with Philip. Here she is describing it.
Yes, we worked together, and, you know, through quarantine, we were doing a lot of Zoom meetings, and he was just really funny, so I was like, why not? And I, you know, once the quarantine was lifted and things started opening back up, I asked him to grab a drink for happy hour, and we had such a great time. We totally hit it off. It was so much fun. It was nice to just get out and... just
see
having
people.
That, like, human interaction. Yeah, for sure. I had such a great time, yeah.
Well, I mean, tell us about the conversation. I mean, you guys have obviously worked together, but what was it like when it was one-on-one?
It was just so nice. We had a lot in common, and the conversation went really well. I feel like he was just really, like, a great listener. And a lot of times guys are not like that, you know? They don't really, like, listen to what you have to say. And he was definitely listening. So I really liked that. And it was just so much fun.
You guys didn't talk about work too much? Because sometimes that can be an issue.
No, I don't think so. Not at all. We talked about, like, a whole bunch of different topics. And I thought we really just hit it off. And
okay.
I don't know. I just haven't really heard from him since the date. And I only saw him in one other Zoom conference call. Like afterwards, and he just seems like quiet and not himself. So I don't know if something's going on with him.
Yeah,
or...
maybe something's going on in his personal life right now.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I can't figure it out. It's weird. So I figured, why not see if you guys can help me with it.
Well, Kim, you gave us his phone number, and everybody tells us everything went great. So you can't think of absolutely anything that could have gone, you know, maybe strange or weird or a weird conversation. Yeah, nothing at all comes to mind.
No, not at all.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do, Kim. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call Phil, okay?
Okay.
Well, like we said before, we got to have people's permission to go on the air with this 7:15 second date update. And today, someone did not agree to it. So we are going to play one of our favorite ones. People ask us about this one all the time. It was between Kim and Philip, 995 QIK. Kim had reached out to us about a date she went on with Philip. They worked together, which can be a disaster. But that wasn't the issue. We got Philip on the phone, and he told us why he was not getting back to Kim.
Yes, I definitely know Kim. She's a very interesting person.
Really? Ooh, all right, would it be okay if we talk to you on the air for a second about her?
Sure.
And just want to let you know, we have her consent as well, so you're not talking out of turn here. She told us about the happy hour you guys went to. She said you had a great time. Really liked the conversation you guys had. She really wants to go on another date with you, but I guess you haven't been... You kind of give her a cold shoulder now. Is there a reason why?
Yeah, she's a very interesting person. She's I don't know, everybody kind of has their own belief system right now. You know, there's a lot of crazy information going around, but hers in particular is out of this world, to say the least. She actually believes that the coronavirus actually came from, like, aliens and extraterrestrials.
So, what? She said that on the date?
Yeah, she said this on the date, like, very casually. I mean, this must just be, like, common information for her. But she was just, like, casually talking about this stuff on the date. And I'm just kind of going along. Like, yeah, the aliens. That was kind of it for me. I was like, all right, you know, we work together. Probably just kind of take this easy. And I'm not going to, like, go out on any more dates with you. Because you think that the coronavirus came from extraterrestrials. And I don't know. I haven't heard that theory. But,
yeah, that's the first time I've heard it as well. How did this topic come up? I mean, were you guys talking about weird stuff?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, she just, obviously, she kind of, like, was able to kind of gear the conversation into, like, do I believe in aliens, extraterrestrials? And, like, sure, you know, and sure, we live in a huge universe, and there's probably a lot of planets and habitable zones, but I don't think that they brought coronavirus to the earth. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I can't believe it.
I believe that.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. Well, Phil, we should tell you that we actually have Kim on the phone with us. Kim, what, is that accurate depiction
of
what you said?
Yeah, of course I believe in aliens, and of course they brought coronavirus. It's a fact. Haven't you done your research?
What would you say? Why is it factual?
because it's a known fact that, like, the aliens are interrupting with us, and we're getting too involved, and they're mad, and this is their way to, like, destroy us and take over the world.
Were you talking to them? Did they tell you this?
Yes. I've had many experiences with aliens, and it's totally normal. I don't know why he is seeing it as something that's, like, a surprise. I feel like it's very obvious, and it's something he should definitely know. And I seem weirded out when I was talking about it.
Yeah. At first, I thought you were joking, but then it seemed like you were
pretty
convinced.
I'm not joking.
Convinced.
It's just, like, haven't you seen the meme that's circulating with the 5G? And, like, the 5G got to the aliens, and that's why they decided to give us coronavirus, because we are interfering with their realm, and they don't want that anymore.
I'm learning a lot on this 715 second date update as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, did they go inside Area 51 when everybody went to meet up? I don't think so. I'm sorry, Kim.
That's like, it's just a coincidence that the Area 51 happened right before coronavirus. Like, that was the big thing to talk about.
It was.
And then all of a sudden, coronavirus hit.
Oh, we've got a believer over here.
We've turned Kevin.
No, not quite.
Kim, I have a question for you. So you've had interactions?
Yes.
Can you describe one for us?
I mean, I've had them since I was a little kid, so there's so many just to choose from, but they're very peaceful, and they just come to communicate, and most of the time they send good vibes.
But they have coronavirus that could kill you. So.
Right. So that's bad vibes.
They don't social distance.
Philip, I don't blame you.
I'm sorry, guys.
The world is taking over too much of their realm that they wanted to interfere. And that's the way that they decided to do it, with coronavirus.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Kim, all the power to you, if that's what you believe in. Okay, got it. Philip, would this be it's kind of a dumb question, would this be a deal breaker for you, or would you be willing to go out on another date? We'll pay for it.
You know, Kim, like I said, you're a great person. I love working with you. I just don't think we're compatible, like, romantically. I just think we're on different wavelengths.
Literally.
Whatever. Sorry. I mean, I'd like someone who shares my beliefs anyway, or at least back.
Yeah. That's fair. Totally fair.
Well, I appreciate you coming on with us, Philip and Kim. Thank you for coming on and being so open. And I wish you both luck.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thanks.
That was perfect.
That was awesome.
That was great. I can't believe that, man. That was insane.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
That was why...
Kim's a little out there.
Oh, she's out there in outer space. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. She was so hot on that. It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. She was so convinced by that. Oh, my gosh. Crazy stuff. All right. You can weigh in on it if you want. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Here's Chase Rice. Lonely if you are. 995-QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995-QYK. Oh, man, talking about this second date update, we did a replay of one of our favorites, Philip and Kim. Kim was very confused why Philip was not getting back to her, but we found out some of her beliefs kind of freaked out Philip. She is pretty convinced that aliens, that's right, aliens have brought the coronavirus to us. So she was very adamant about that, and Philip was like, okay, that's a little crazy. I don't know what to do about that information. So he goes, I just think we're a little far off on this. And
you can't blame the guy.
I can't. I mean, it would be a lot to hear on a first date, for sure. Tracy's in Brooksville right now. Tracy, what do you think about this?
I only have a few words to say. Run, Forrest, run!
Exactly.
No, I mean, she was very, very confident in the fact that she thinks aliens brought the coronavirus.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
There's been a lot of theories out there. That's the first time I heard that one.
Yeah.
me too, and I'm in the healthcare field. Okay, run, Forrest, run as fast as you possibly can.
Yeah, Philip's better off without her.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, you have a great day.
Bye.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
This is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. What part of town are you in?
I'm from Montreal, Florida.
All right, Ashley, what are your thoughts on the second date update?
I don't agree with Kim's belief, but I think we're all entitled to our own beliefs, and I think that it's okay for her to believe that, and she should find someone who believes it, too.
Right.
I felt like she was kind of made out to be a little crazy, but, I mean, people believe even crazier things, so...
I agree with that, too. And like we said, hey, you do you, and you believe whatever you want. I just think that for him, it was way out there. So it was just a kind of, they were way too far apart on that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely agree. But good luck to Kim.
Exactly.
I do believe that.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Good morning, Beth. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing great. So give us your thoughts.
Yeah, the thing is, she really needs to go out some more because it clearly sounds like she's been staying home too many Friday nights watching marathons of Ancient Alien on the History Channel.
The conspiracy shows.
It's just crazy. Yeah. He was smart to run. Yeah, you know, everybody has their right to their beliefs. He was very respectful to her, but she's out there.
Yeah. I think he almost was a little afraid of her, to be honest.
I think I'm afraid of her.
He's like, oh, yeah, whatever you need to do. You're a nice girl. Don't hurt me.
But something
like... Yeah, well, he's got to work with her now, so of course.
I think something like that, she's going to have to find somebody who's also really into that. Otherwise,
oh, yeah.
I mean, otherwise any guy's going to look at her like, you know, and their friends.
By the way, that's super heavy to bring up on a first date as well. I mean... She's got to know that that's not what everybody thinks, but maybe that's her friend group. Who knows? Well, I appreciate you calling.
No problem, guys. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Kim was a little much, for sure. And that is, like I said, there's a lot of theories out there, a lot of conspiracy theories about...
It's an interesting one, for sure.
COVID. That's the first time I've heard of it, too. So that was definitely interesting. All right, coming up next, we are going to play for some Adventure Island tickets. It's 995-QYK. Beth in Plant City right now. It's 995 QYK. All right, Beth, are you ready to play our game for some Adventure Island tickets?
I am ready.
All right, the game is called Adventure or No Adventure. Lana is going to read an adventure that we supposedly went on. There'll be one for Lana, myself, and Kevin, and you got to decide which one is true. You ready?
All right, let's go.
All right, the first one is mine. I went to the Keys to catch lobsters. Kevin says he's been skydiving. And JR says his adventure, he went bungee jumping from a crane that was 13 stories high.
That's specific.
Very specific, JR. Yes.
Which one is true?
Oh, man.
Lana, Kevin, or JR?
I'm going to go with Lana.
Going to go with Lana. That would be incorrect.
That is not correct. There's no chance I'm going into the water to catch lobsters.
All right, all good. You still got a 50-50 chance. Kevin or myself, did Kevin go skydiving or did I go bungee jumping from a crane 13 stories high?
I'm going to say the crane. I'm
going to
say you.
Yeah.
You got it, girl.
I did it at the fairgrounds in San Diego. Hey. By the way, when they can set up a ride in about 5 minutes, it's always a little sketchy.
Oh, no. But it's weird that you bungee jumped off an unlucky number.
Yeah, 13. I think that's part of the gimmick. You know, like, trying to scare you. So anyway, yeah, I was 13 stories high, but I think it was only like 12.
Is that why your face is all messed up?
Oh, Lord. No, that's not the reason. There's a whole other... Hey, congratulations. You just got Adventure Island tickets.
All right, thank you.
You got it. Hang on for us. All right, coming up at 8:10, we're going to find out who's going to be walking on Legos because we made our ACM bets last night. We'll break down the show for you and all the winners on 995 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Let's check in now with Tampa Bay's Morning Crew to find out what's happening in the world of country music with the Music Minute.
Well, of course, the ACM Awards were last night in Nashville, hosted by Keith Urban. We've got a lot of these performances and pictures up on our website, so make sure you check it out. But we wanted to highlight some of these stand-up performances last night. One that we all loved was Kane Brown's Worldwide Beautiful.
You're missing every color if you're only seeing black. Change your mind if your heart's unmovable. We ain't that different from each other. From one to another, look around and see what.
Yeah, it was a powerful performance by him, for sure. He sounded really, really good.
Right, and Miranda Lambert actually performed at the Bluebird Cafe and, of course, sang her song, Bluebird.
And if the whole wide world stops singing and all the stars go dark, turn a light on in my soul and keep a bluebird.
a song acoustically, doesn't it give you a whole new appreciation for the song?
Yes, it does.
It's like, wow, you are so talented. Oh, yeah. She sounded so good last night.
Well, and somebody else who sounded good last night and did an acoustic performance was Taylor Swift returning to the stage after 7 years. Here she is singing her brand new song, Betty.
But if I just showed up at your party, would you have me? Would you want me? Would you tell me to go straight to hell? Or lead me to the garden? In the garden, would you trust me if I told you it was just a summer thing? I'm only 17. I don't know anything, but I know I miss you.
You know, you talk about the acoustic performances. Yeah. I like that better than the produced song that she has on her album.
She, you know, when you think about her career for the last, whatever, 5 years when she went pop or whatever, you hear that and you go, that's why she started out in country. Mm-hmm. She sounds like a country voice. She's so talented. Yeah. I think country's been missing her a little bit, you know, and
I miss her,
yeah.
She calls. She never sees me anymore when she comes to Tampa.
But, man, I'm glad she's back. And, you know, all that stuff that went down with her old record label and getting out of her contract, I think she's back to prove something. Well, I think she really is. She's going to be on a tear.
And I think just watching the show last night, we were just reminded of how talented that our country artists are. I mean, Carrie Underwood just knocked it out of the park last night with her medley. I mean, it's just amazing that they're so talented. All right, some of the big winners last night. Female Artist of the Year went to, who I chose, Maren Morris.
This is an award I never thought I would get to win, so thank you to the voters. Thank you to my beautiful husband and my new baby boy, Hayes, who is definitely asleep right now, I hope. Oh my God, I have to pee.
I love
That's
it.
Awesome. It's great.
I mean, absolutely deserving of that award. She is crazy talented.
She sure is. The Male Artist of the Year, that went to the guy that should have won that both Kevin and I chose, which was Mr. Luke Combs.
This is a lot to process right now. I just can't believe this. I just want to thank everybody in my life, my team and my beautiful wife and the fans. Man, I mean, you guys have done everything for me, and I love you so much, and I can't wait to keep working and keep making you proud.
I love it, man.
He has had such a busy year, and I'm so glad that he also got recognized for Album of the Year for What You Say Is What You Get, and both Kevin and I picked Luke Combs for that. Mm-hmm. And we also want to mention Song of the Year. Congratulations to Old Dominion for One Man Band for coming out on top with that. So big winners last night.
Not the cat mixed version of that.
It was not the cat.
This was a big one. Here we go.
Right. So Entertainer of the Year, that is the biggest award of the night.
We've been talking about it because Garth Brooks pulled his name out of the hat, wanted somebody else to win it. There was all this thing. There was a female, Carrie Underwood, in the group, which is a huge deal because that was a big movement. Luke Bryan talked about that, how a female should be recognized in that category. We were all excited to figure out who it was and what happened, Lana.
Well, there was a tie.
Yes.
How was there a tie?
There is a tie, and here is Keith Urban.
I don't have him anymore. I just have them talking about it.
The tie was between Thomas Rhett and Carrie Underwood.
Okay, so Thomas Rhett, listen to his acceptance speech.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Keith, what is happening right now? Thank you to the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Thank you so much to my wife. My baby girls who are watching this right now, Willa Gray, I love you. Eddie James, I love you. Lennon, I love you. Thank you to the fans. Thank you to the ACMs. I love you. I love you. Thank you.
Now, Carrie's acceptance speech, you could tell they're a little, I think she was irked a little bit about the whole thing.
And she came on after. Thomas didn't know that Carrie had also won when he was accepting his award. So
2020, man. Thank you, God, so much. All glory to God. Thank you to the ACM, not just for this, but for putting me in such incredible company. I am more than happy to share this with Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, it was cool. And by the way, two amazing people, two very humble people. So very excited about them. But I don't think it was fair to do a tie.
I don't think so either. It's either a winner or no winner.
I know. I mean, it kind of goes back to the everybody gets a trophy type of thing. Now, I just think it was so political this year with everything going on in the world. I think they were afraid to make a decision. in one way or the other. But honestly, if you're going to look at the criteria, which, by the way, we have this right here, the for Entertainer of the Year, the criteria is, you know, considered include, but not limited to success at radio, consumption, that's streaming and everything like that, music videos, vocal performances, live concert ticket sales. Again, this is 2019, right? Even though they're getting the award in 2020. Appearances on television, appearances in film, songwriting, success. So if you go by the 2019 stats, between those two, Thomas Rhett takes most of them.
Right.
Now, if you're going to go by those stats, all like all of them considered, Luke Combs wins by a long shot.
Right.
So I was very confused by that. I just thought it was really, and I'm happy for both of them. So I don't want that. I don't want to come off and say I'm not happy for Thomas Rhett and Carrie Underwood. And, but I don't think it was fair to either of them or anybody else in the group to have a tie.
No,
that was,
I don't
that was weird. There's no way that they had identical votes, and there's no way they had identical success to this criteria. But the final vote comes down to the ACM board, and you know they felt pressure politically to do something.
And but I will say this. Of all the performances last night, just, you know, I mean, they were, you know, it was so weird to watch because there was no audience. So it was very, it was so different this year. But just listening to everybody perform, I'm sorry, but Carrie Underwood just blew everybody away.
And she usually does.
She just sings.
She can sing.
Yeah.
But, you know, this goes back to, but also the other things are songwriting. Thomas Rhett writes so many of his own songs and for other people. You see his credits. It was just, I felt bad for both of them because this is always going to have an asterisk on it. But again, 2020 is going to have an asterisk on it as well.
It's true.
But I was very strange.
I know. But it is what it is. Like you said, it's 2020. The other good thing about the show last night, which I was completely shocked, Morgan Wallen wore sleeves.
Wow.
So that was.
Well, he's a dad now.
Yeah. And
he's
somehow he pulled off denim on denim. Not a lot of people can do that.
He can, well, he pulled off a mullet, so he can pull off.
I was going to say, that's, people weren't looking at the denim. They were looking at that crazy thing on his head. All right, so we made bets yesterday in the like five major categories, and we said whoever gets the least amount correct will have to walk on Legos tomorrow, barefooted. All right, which is very painful, and we are going to do that right now. So Entertainer of the Year, who did you have, Lana?
I picked Eric Church.
Okay.
Kevin picked Carrie Underwood. And JR, you picked Luke Combs. Goes to Kevin.
Kevin.
Yes.
He's got a half point, by the way.
Is that what we're going with?
Half point. Go ahead.
Male Artist of the Year, I chose Luke Combs. Kevin chose Luke Combs. JR, you chose Stapleton. Winners for both Kevin and I.
Yes. Well, I'm on a roll.
JR, you have 0 points.
All right.
Female Artist of the Year, I chose Maren Morris, and she was the winner. So another point for me. Kevin at 2, Lana at 2, JR.
What did Kevin have?
Kevin had Miranda, had Miranda.
Yeah.
So, wow. Album of the Year, none of us actually won. Luke Combs. We had Luke, both Kevin and I had Luke Combs. So Kevin and I are still tied at 3. JR, you've gotten no points still. You chose John Party.
Stats in sports in high school.
This is where none of us won the Song of the Year. JR, you chose Dan and Shay. Kevin chose Ashley McBride, and I chose Blake Shelton's God's Country. None of us won.
So, and One Man Band won it.
And One Man Band was the big winner. So there you have it. Kevin and I tied at 3. JR, that is 0. How you feeling?
Well, guys, we're going to move on. And, you know, it was a good show. I just want everybody to have a good day and appreciate the show. So
tomorrow, just wear flip-flops because you're walking on Legos. And Kevin brought some Legos in today, but there's clearly not enough. So I'm going to go home and dig through the kids' toy box, and I'm bringing a bunch of Legos.
You know, Lana was like, come on, Legos. That's not a big deal. And then when she realized that she won, she was like, bring more Legos.
I know. It's
we
true.
Need more. This needs to hurt.
Absolutely.
Good Lord. I was like, geez, girl. All right. That is your Music Minute. Thanks you, Lana. Matt Still, Everywhere But On right now. It's 99.5 QYK. Thanks for having us on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. It is time for our Thursday 3. It's our top songs of the week. We have all picked our favorites, and then we're going to let you decide which one you want to hear. All right, so Lana, what is your pick for the week?
Well, we did something a little different today because the ACMs were on last night. So we decided to do a little ACM theme. So since Maren Morris, she won for the Female Artist of the Year, I decided to go with one of her songs and go with My Church. Can I get a hallelujah?
was her first single, too, right?
It was, and it's such a great song that we don't really hear a whole lot anymore.
All right, Kev, what do you got?
Thomas Rhett, he shared the Entertainer of the Year with Carrie Underwood. There was a tie last night. Both Carrie and him won. So I'm going to go with my favorite Thomas Rhett song, and it's actually with Maren Morris as well. It's funny, and it's Craving You.
Great song. Love it. Great
song
right
there. Love that song from him.
All right. So, Male Vocalist of the Year and the real winner of Entertainer of the Year should have been Luke Combs. But anyway, that's who I picked. And his song, Even Though I'm Leaving, is my pick for the week.
Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay.
Song right there.
So good, isn't it?
All right. Out of those three, Maren Morris, My Church, Luke Combs, Even Though I'm Leaving, or Thomas Rhett, Craving You, which song are you digging on? You want to hear right now? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right. Ashley's in Largo right now, 995 QYK. We're doing our Thursday three. Ashley, you are taking over the radio station right now. We gave you three songs, our top picks. Lana went with Maren Morris, My Church. Kevin went with Thomas Rhett, Craving You. I picked Luke Combs, Even Though I'm Leaving. Out of those three, which one is your pick?
I'm going to go with the Luke Combs, Even Though I'm Leaving.
Yeah! Woo!
Good song.
Put another one on the board. No one else is excited?
No, it's a great song. I love this song.
I mean, I'm not going to be disappointed with any of these picks. Yeah. They're all great songs. All good.
Well, last week, Kevin celebrated, so I thought that's what we were doing.
Because I never win. I do all the time.
I think I've celebrated once since we started.
I'm telling you what, I'm a man of the people. I know what they want to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
Hey, way to go, Ashley. We're going to play that song for you right now. We appreciate you listening.
Sounds good. I got to pee.
You got to pee.
Married.
Take care of that. Talk to you later.
Have a good day.
Here it is, Luke Combs, Even Though I'm Leaving right now, 995 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. Time for training in Tampa Bay. We go to the one, the only 22-year veteran, ACMCMA winner, pride of Jesuit High School, Tigers, a graduate of USF, the Bulls. Mm-hmm. He's an Aries, everybody. And a former employee of the Big Cat Rescue. His name's Kevin. Kevin, you may be subpoenaed, but anyway.
So Carol Baskin was my boss, I guess.
Well, I mean, you tell us. I don't know if it got to the next level with Carol or not, but that's up to you. All right, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. How do I? All right. The Lightning try to win again the Eastern Conference Finals tonight against the Islanders. They're winning 3-2, game 6. They can go to the Stanley Cup Finals. If they win tonight,
it can happen.
Game is at 8 p.m.
No more OTs.
No, we don't need. There's been too many of those.
Gotta go to bed.
Yeah. So 8 o'clock. NBCSN. NBCSN. That's where you can find the game tonight. All right. Daylight savings time. It may not happen if it's up to the two senators of the state of Florida.
Rick's, We may not fall back.
We may not spring ahead even next year. It may not change till November of 2021 if it's up to Florida Senators Marco Rubio and Rick Scott. They want to keep daylight savings time. As Rick Scott said, after months of staying inside amid the coronavirus pandemic, families across the nation could use a little more sunshine and time to enjoy all that Florida has to offer.
Love it.
I'm with that.
I'm in it.
Yep. So if it happens, if we do fall back, November the 1st will be the fallback date for this year, but they're trying to get rid of that until next November of 2021. So we'll see what happens there. The Pinellas Board of County Commissioners are meeting this morning to discuss whether or not they'll vote to rescind the mask mandate. They're not getting rid of the mask. They're just voting. They're just choosing to vote on it at a later date.
They're voting to vote?
Correct.
They're talking about voting.
Right.
They're having a meeting for a meeting about a meeting?
That's correct. So if the board does decide to vote on the mandate, that vote would likely happen either on October 1st or October the 6th. The vote would not impact the mask mandate put in place for schools in Pinellas County. It's just outside of the schools. And finally, a new Indian rhino calf was born at Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park last weekend. We don't know the name yet, but we do know it's a male calf, and it is the fourth for the mom, Jamie, and first for the dad, Johnny.
All right.
Jamie and Johnny.
Jamie and Johnny. So what should the rhino's name be? It's the male rhino.
It's got to be a J name.
Got to be a J.
Jason.
Jason.
Jason the rhino.
Jimmy.
Okay, now what do you think, Kev?
I'll go Johnny Jr.
Johnny Jr. All right. Very nice.
I don't know. Maybe a little different there.
All right.
Junior or just Junior?
JR?
JR. Just JR. Thank you.
And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Go Bolts. Bring it home tonight.
There you go. That is Kevin Ebel right there. He is an Aries. If you're looking to get something for his birthday, April 19th. All right. Former employee of the Big Cat Rescue. You did a lot of good work over there.
Thanks.
I got to thank you so much for your service. Appreciate you. It's a new pop-up right there. Russell Dickerson, Every Little Thing, 995 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate you. We love being a part of your morning. We hopefully put you in a good mood, and thanks so much for hanging out. All right, Kevin, what was your highlight of the show?
ACMs were last night, so a little different this year. Big award every year for the award show is the Entertainer of the Year. Mm-hmm. Well, there was a tie in the show last night.
And as we know, a tie is like kissing your sister.
Yeah.
It's not really that cool. You've never heard that expression before, Lana? Yeah.
No.
Kevin, you've heard it, right?
I've heard it,
okay, yeah. Just making sure I'm not a weirdo over here.
So Thomas Rhett and Carrie Underwood are the ACM Entertainers of the Year as they tied.
Very political.
That happened on the ACMs last night. Very weird show because just no audience. It's just strange. But, so that was my highlight.
I'm glad they did it, though, because we got something, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And my highlight kind of piggybacks that because Kevin, you actually did a lot of research, and we looked at who really should have won. Last night,
Entertainer of the Year.
Because we went by the guidelines of what they graded on, supposedly.
We printed out the guidelines. We read them.
But then the ACM board has the final vote, which that's like, here's a perfect example. You like this, like the BCS committee for the bowl games. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, wait a minute. This team's 10-1 and this one's 9-2. They go, well, yeah, but, you know.
Strength of schedule.
How can we not put them in the, whatever. So it was very political. Anyway. My highlight, absolutely, 100%, was talking about, I just went out of my head. I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Now. Oh, no.
Oh, no. So you were talking about, hold on, I'm going to get it. Lana was talking about piggybacking on.
Yeah, Entertainer.
Luke. Entertainer. I know what it was now. Okay. Got it. I am excited to see if our senators, Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, can pass the daylight savings time bill, which would mean we would continue to have long days. We would not fall back. We'd have more sunshine. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be good for everybody.
Yeah. Good for Florida.
Keep that tan. You know what I'm saying, Lana?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have a great day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.